SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump's felony conviction will not stop him from being able to vote as long as he avoids prison. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Trump's home state of Florida restricts the voting rights of convicted felons, but Florida defers to other states' disenfranchisement rules. And in New York, the law only removes the right to vote for felons when they're incarcerated. So as long as Trump isn't sent to prison, he can vote for himself in Florida in November's election. However, even imprisonment would not bar him from continuing his pursuit of the White House. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump campaign is cashing in. Correspondent Tayshia Stevens explains.
President Trump said his campaign had received about $39 million in small-dollar donations since he was convicted Thursday. Major Republican donors, meanwhile, rallying behind the former president, pledging millions of dollars of support for his bid to return to the White House. At one point Thursday, the main donation site crashed due to excessive traffic. On social media, independent voters were saying they will now vote for President Trump following what they described as a politically motivated trial.
A jury in Idaho has agreed the convicted killer Chad Daybell deserves the death penalty for the gruesome murders of his wife and his girlfriend's two youngest children. Decision ends a grim case that began in 2019 with the search of two missing kids. Officials say a Malaysian climber died of exposure and altitude-related illness as he sheltered in a snow cave the top of Denali, North America's tallest mountain in Alaska. Denali officials say the 36-year-old man likely died Wednesday. One of his climbing partners was later rescued. This is SRN News. Sadly, most of the world approves of abortion.
About two-thirds of Americans want the procedure to be legal in all or most circumstances, and those people are not alone. The Pew Research Center has conducted a global poll and found that there are very few countries where large majorities do not want abortion to be legal. Virtually all of Eastern and Western Europe supports abortion, as does much of Asia. The few mostly pro-life nations include Indonesia, Nigeria, and Brazil. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona doctors can temporarily come to California to perform abortions for their patients under a new law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Arizona legislature recently repealed an abortion ban, but that action won't likely go into effect till late summer or maybe early fall. Newsom has vowed to make California a sanctuary for those from other states seeking abortions. This is SRN News. Yet another close call on the runways.
And again, this one was at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. The air traffic controller had to cancel takeoff clearance for an American Airlines plane to avoid colliding with another aircraft that was landing on an intersecting runway. It's the second close call at Reagan National in the past 6 weeks. The NTSB is investigating.
That is Ron DeRockstra. Kansas Supreme Court's majority has held there's no state constitutional right to vote in the state. The assertion comes in the court's opinion on a ballot signature verification measure in 2021 election law. It has drawn fiery protest from three dissenting judges. The Kansas Supreme Court, though, has offered a rather mixed bag of rulings on provisions of the election law. It sided with state officials on advance ballot collecting limits. More details at SRNNews.com.